Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Oh, it's good to be back.
It is.
And I'm just watching.
It feels as if we've never been away.
Well, I'm just watching all of Sangha joining the call. It's flashing on my screen, and it's the most thrilling thing ever. All right, so I think we should go right ahead. Our focus for this session is the process of beginning, and the assignment from yesterday: read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see how you would like to work with this process, with the process focus for this month. Jot that down. Example: I find myself not starting a project that involves a lot of planning and logistics. For instance, I love to travel but can't begin planning my vacation because I don't want to do the research. So here's our first caller for the 2020 year long. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Woo-hoo! Hi, this is Ren.
Hey, Ren.
I can't believe I'm the first caller.
I know. I think that's auspicious, don't you?
It's great. So I have to admit that it was a lot of resistance trying to get me to not get on this call, and kind of excited that I did and I got through.
Yes.
Just so much.
Yes.
So many conversations. No, you don't need to. No. And I was looking forward to it. And I know this time I know that when I get off the call, there'll be a backlash.
That's right.
I'm familiar with
that. Right.
Well,
that's
one
right.
thing that,
that's,
go ahead.
That's, I want to underline that, Ren, because all of that is so important. Again, the thing that we're going to look at a lot during this, there was the impulse to do this. There was the impulse from life. It dropped in to get on the call. And then ego, the voices of ego kick in their resistance. No, you don't need to. It doesn't really, you know, blah, blah, you don't do it. Whatever it is. And you saw that. And you went ahead and did what you wanted to do. And in addition, you've been practicing long enough that you know that when this call is over, those voices are going to come at you again. And what's really clear in that is the lack of power they have to affect you.
Yes. And
yeah.
One thing that really stood out to me from the focus was the idea of the staircase and Martin Luther King quote, mm-hmm. you know, having the faith to just take the first step. You don't have to see where it's going. You're not going to see where it's going. And in light of everything
right.
we're dealing with, you know, with the virus,
right.
we don't know where we're going, but that
That's
really
right.
was powerful to me.
Yes, and again, we never do, right? Those voices want to make us believe that they know where something is going, but and we can see that in the people who are saying, oh, this isn't a big deal. You know, it's just the flu. We get the flu all the time. It's no big deal. Those people are listening to voices in their head that are saying that. And so one of the things that we realize is we don't want to be those people. We do not want to be people who are making life decisions based on what egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate is saying in a conditioned mind.
Yes,
so,
and I want to
thank you for that, my dear.
I want to give the next person a chance, but I just want to say that the time off has really made me appreciate what we have that is so special with Sangha every day. And it's kind of interesting with the timing for me as a beginning, because I'm usually not able to be on live, and now I am. So
yeah, that's right, because you're not at school, right?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. There are just blessings everywhere when we look for them, aren't there?
Kind of like a big retreat.
Very large retreat. All right. Well, thank you, Ren. Thanks for starting us off.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
It's so fun to be back together, Sherry. So I'll keep getting more callers in, and let's see how people are working with this focus. So here we
All
go.
Right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, it's Anne from the Bay Area. I can't believe I'm on. I'm so happy to be here. Hello.
Hello. What are you seeing about beginnings?
Well, I'm seeing so much. Oh, my gosh. I just have to echo the last caller. I'm so grateful that we're all back together, especially in this time. I have to say the thing that stood out for me, I recorded the beginnings email and listened to it several times, and the thing that stood out for me is that the secret to vitality may be in being in harmony with the throbbing pulse of the moment, and that it's the habitual identification with ossified monotony of ego that keeps us from being in the spontaneity of this here now. And I just saw that quote from Suzuki Roshi.
Talk about
in
clear,
week.
Huh?
Oh, my
Talk
God.
Talk about clear.
When I listened to
yeah,
it, I had to
you
stop the recording.
Do you want to be ossified or vibrant?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right. Well, no, I mean, I just had to stop the recording and go, wow. I mean, that just speaks to the power of recording it and listening to it. Because, of course, I read it and thought, oh, that's great. But I can just see how... I just remember an experience I had at the monastery where I got a note and I threw it away, you know, and whatever. And I realized later what an exquisite treasure I had been given that I just tossed. And that's what this feels like to me, that in recording and listening, I get to receive the treasure that I don't get if I just read it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you mean. It's why, you know, when people say, well, you know, I don't record and listen. I journal. And I think, okay. I mean, depending on who it is, I'll either say, okay, well, that's a really bad idea. Or, okay. And just hope that they get to their own realization that it's a bad idea for exactly what you're saying. It's just a completely different experience.
Yeah, I mean, I could just say repeat that sentence, two sentences over and over again, and I, you know,
yep.
I'm like reinforced by unconscious
yep.
repetition. That's it. And this quote, there something just hit me on a new level of the Suzuki Roshi quote of if your mind is empty, it's always ready for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought mm-hmm. that is so true because I can see how when my mind is so full of the gunk of conditioning, it's not ready for
mm-hmm.
anything.
That's right. It's ready for the same unconscious repetition, right? That's
yes.
what it. That's all it. That's all it can do, because there's no opening for anything else. But when we're actually
yes.
here, when we're in this here now, it's a brand new moment, and we get to see. Well, everything is possible.
Yeah, yes, and somebody said to me the other day about, you know, the whole coronavirus. She said, well, you know, we've never experienced this before. And I just laughed, and I said, well, you know, we've never experienced any moment before.
Right.
If we're really present, too, you know? So,
yeah.
I got this email yesterday, which was just wonderful blessing. And, oh, so the other, so two more things, and then I'll let somebody else talk. I know the encouragement has always been, Just call in. But and so that's one of my commitments from this beginning with this new class is normally I will, you know, okay, I have time to call in today or I have something I want to say about the class today, so I'll put myself in the queue is what I mean. Sorry, I'm always,
mm-hmm.
I always call in and I always listen. But I thought, no, that's the guidance, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start putting myself in the queue every day because today I thought, well, I don't really have anything to say. Why would I put myself in the queue? Because that's the guidance. So
that's right. That's the guidance, Anne. That's the guidance. And with what you were just saying, you don't know you have nothing to say. Because if
yes.
ego gets the mic, then, no, ego has nothing to say. But if you let
yes.
life speak through you, oh, I bet
wow.
you have. Yeah, I bet you. And we get to see that, well, she does have something to say, actually, something
wow.
important.
So that's my commitment for this year-long retreat is I'm going to put myself in the queue every day, and I'll just trust that if I've been chosen too many times, that somebody will take care of that, and that's not mine to decide.
That's right. That's not yours to worry about. Exactly so.
And then,
yep.
The other question I have is the focus for this month. I have to tell everybody on the call, I am moved to tears that we're here together during this time, because I'm just so, so grateful to have this group of people to practice with. I've just really gotten that with this break, that this is an extraordinary group of people, and what a gift it is, as somebody said on the radio show last week, to go through life with this group of people. It's just amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so my question
is... Well, you are so welcome.
For the focus, what came up for me, and I don't know if this is not concrete enough, but I got an email from my boss yesterday at the same time that we got this, and he's freaking out, and you know, everybody's supposed to work at home, and he doesn't know if the company's going to last, and he may have to lay people off. And I'm just thinking, wow. And I just see all these people really coming from a place of fear, and I've been really working to come from a place of calm and love and and just not let
presence.
The anxiety get to me. Pardon?
Right, presence. Presence.
Presence, yes.
To, yeah, which is what you've been describing, right? When you're here... In what is actually a synonym for what for here is love.
Go
ahead.
Well, what came up for me to focus on with this month long with the first month is exactly that, is the corona, this, because this new beginning is a new phase in my work, which starts today, where everybody's supposed to stay at home and nobody, you know, and I thought that's really what I want to focus with, is the beginning of this kind of, I don't know, panic or new
right.
approach to what's going on in the world. And I'm just wondering if that's not concrete enough.
Oh, it strikes me as concrete enough,
okay.
especially
right.
from what you said, right? Because you're what you're going to be practicing is. Is being in this here now, in every moment with every interaction. So you're focused on the people at work, but it's also going to be the people at the grocery store, the people at the whatever, and just staying in that place, staying out of fear, staying in presence, and being that, not offering that in a sense of, well, let me tell you, scaredy cats, how to get through something like this.
Right.
But just
right.
coming from that place of compassion and understanding and kindness and concern and being to the best of your ability, that influence in a time where people are panicking. Yeah. Either panicking or ignoring. Either way, you know, we want to try to stay in, do our best to stay here. Yeah,
that
I think it's great.
So incredibly helpful.
And maybe we'll hear a little from Ashwini if she has a different take on that or the same take. But yes, thank you for that, Anne. That seems perfect.
Okay, and I keep on thinking of, I don't know if you've heard of that saying, trust in God, but tie your camel.
That's exactly right. Yeah. What is it? Work as if it's all up to God, love it as if it's all up to you, or something like that, which goes along the same vein. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right.
Much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
Go happy.
Well, Sherry, I think that's a fabulous focus, especially because I think Ann gave us the context of beginning, right, that it often gets narrowed to the start of something. But here we're talking almost about every moment is a beginning. So being here for every moment as a brand new moment allows us to be here for whatever it is that's there. And I love the way that no matter what the focus is, what life provides in terms of guidance as to where to look is what comes up within the current context.
Yes.
Because that's what's happening.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and, you know, we're going to be encountering a lot people who are being forced to face the kind of thing that most of us have been working very hard to face for a long time, which is we don't know hitching your wagon to ego is an extremely insecure, fearful, small way to try to go through a life. Mm-hmm. So people are really having to face the fact that, oh my God, I don't know. This mm-hmm. could go anywhere. Not only could I die, everybody I love could die. The company is going to go under because aside from the virus, there's the global economic downturn. And so suddenly being thrust into this incredible fear and insecurity about what has always been so, okay, that to do our best to stay in a place of compassion, because if we know what fear can do to us, then we can only guess at what fear can do to people who have literally nowhere else to look.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would project, Sherry, that the predominant where we want the attention to be is in I don't know, because you don't.
Yes.
We don't know that someone's going to die.
That's right.
We don't know that the company's going to go under, but that's how ego scares little people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's in projecting something that may or may not be true and robbing us of the ability to be present to, is that happening now? No. Then why am I giving myself over to the fear of a voice that is saying something as if it's true and absolute when there's no
yes.
truth behind it.
Yes, yes. And again, to stay in a place of compassion for people who have no ability to question in the way that you just did.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right,
here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself and let us know how you're working with Beginning?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. This is Bev calling from Kentucky.
Hello, Bev. What are you
I'm
seeing
just happy,
with these beginnings?
I'm just happy to be here. Well,
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. One thing that recently my Zen coach guy that gave me some guidance on was how important it was when the purpose of one of the biggest purposes of recording and listening is getting it that conversation out of your head and off, you know, once I get it out of my head, it loses its power over me. And that has been so helpful to
yes.
get it on the recorder. I just can't
mm-hmm.
tell you how much that has helped me to get it out of your head, get it out of your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, exactly. Pretend that it's somebody else's experience, which from that perspective that you're describing, it is, right? So you, in quotes, you are not the person who is listening to that voice and having whatever reaction, right? So you, we can say, from conscious, compassionate awareness, can get all of that conversation out of the head and save that person who is in there being trounced by fear and negativity and all of that sort of thing. You can step back. That there you are, the practitioner who is bringing the human being out of that awful circumstance into the light, where the human being can be supported and guided to see that, well, you don't have to believe that. That's not true. That's actually, as Wendy was just saying, that's actually not our experience. So it's
yeah.
it's huge. We could kind of say it's everything.
Well, and what I've seen is I get these messages in the past about like, oh my gosh, you're going to record about that. That's just so silly. You know, it's trying to convince me that whatever the conversation is not worth recording. And when I got past that, it just goes away. You know, it is worth
yes,
recording
and,
because it's
and
distracting me from here.
That's right. And Bev, the real one that you're closing in on is the voice that's saying that, right? The ego voice. So that exercise that we do, you know, the voice, the ego voice in my head is saying, I don't need to record this. That's a lie. I do need to record this. because I don't want anybody to suffer over this, you know, whatever is the truth for you about that. So it's twofold, right? You're recording the lies that you're being told about recording and listening, and then you're able to record what the person is being subjected to and help them out of that ego prison. So you've got two things going on at the same time, which is really powerful.
And I've even found, say, when I'll be in a conversation with someone and it's not, you know, I can't get my recorder right out, and I'll just say, I've got to stop a minute and get, you know, and I've told them, I've just got to get this voice out of my, you know, and they're just like, that happens to me too, you know, so it can be used anywhere. You can get that conversation out of your head, even telling other people, and they just get it when you tell them. So
yes.
It's been a
yes.
really wonderful
yes.
exercise.
Which, Bev, one other thing about that, you can see why ego works so hard to make that a secret. Well, you can't let people know you have a voice talking to you in your head. They're going to think you're crazy. And as you say, as soon as you say it, everybody goes, oh, yeah. Oh, what do you do about that? Yeah, and there's an opening.
So that's been a very helpful practice, and I just have to put a plug in for the Zen coach because, you know, she's given me guidance and things that don't even occur to me. So
exactly.
I'm just very thankful for that, and I'm very thankful for this gathering and that we have a tool in the midst of all, you know, we can still gather and we can still share in the
that's
midst
exactly
of all
right,
our quarantine.
Beth.
So
that's exactly
thank
right.
You. Thank you, and gosh,
Oh, gosh, oh, to you. Yeah, it's so, okay. It is wonderful that our practice is already established as being so
yep.
virtual. So,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's big.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Go happy.
Oh, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Bev. All right, Sherry, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on one second. Hello, one second. Can you hear me now?
Perfectly.
All right, this is Brad in Annapolis, Maryland. How you doing?
Well, doing great, Brad. How are you doing with beginnings?
You know, I'm doing fine. The ego scrambler is getting at me because what it's saying to me now is the focus of this is beginnings rather than your own content. So I'm a little bit confused in terms of are we working with our own karma dealing with beginnings, or is the focus of the first month beginnings?
We will, Brad. We're just getting our feet under us with the process.
Well, I think that's wonderful because I had an experience
yep.
of where I was working with my biggest karma before the retreat started for 30 days, and then I had a slip-up where ego made me give into the karma, then wanted to let me have it about it. And the thing that I noticed recording and listening about it was there's just too much momentum. I've seen now what's always beyond that karma, and it just feels and works so much better. And just how much recording and listening helps out with that in the moment of which you do it. You know, ego always talks to you about
yes.
it when you're not doing it, but when you are doing it, you are engaged in the process. So,
yes, yes, and you, to me, what you're pointing at for us is the biggest beginning of all, and that is this new moment. So
yes.
ego talks me into doing something that is. There's only one point to it, right? Whatever it says,
maintaining
ego.
You're
going to love it. It's going to, yeah, it's going to be so
right.
enjoyable. It'll be pleasurable. You've worked so hard. You need a break. You need, you know, whatever the heck
yeah.
It's saying and
right.
doing. The reality is this is setting you up to suffer. You're going to get a beating after this happens.
Right.
And when we realize, no, that's old. That's memory. I don't need to engage with that. This is a new moment. Where are we in this new moment? Well, unconditional love and acceptance, wisdom, love, and compassion. Here, this here now. Is any of that
and
an
the
issue?
Momentum?
No, none of it.
Yeah, the momentum from practicing that previously was just the wake-up call and the reminder. Just come back to this. That's all you need to do.
Yes.
And so,
just get
so
here.
Grateful for that.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just get here. Forget it. One of the things that this is one of those things that I refer to often and then go, really? But I think it's true. that there's a little book from Saint Benedict, and it's called "Always We Begin Again." And that's what he was saying, which is so helpful, and that's what you're saying.
Right? It's so paradoxical.
Always we begin again.
It scares people that you can't grasp, you can't hold on to anything. But in that is the beautiful realization that every moment is anew.
That's right. That's right. And when we get that, every new moment is better than anything that ego memory would like to drag us into. Whatever
Amen.
It's promising. Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I'll let you go. I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah.
The web design that you were engaged in and the technical aspects to make all this happening, I'm not going to mention any names. I don't know who's directly behind it, but tell them they're doing a wonderful job. There has been such – I mean, that is – I work in video production. And I know how much work goes into that. Let them know they're doing an incredible job. It's wonderful
all
that
right,
we can
and
all
I,
meet
I
and
can,
congregate
I can,
doing
I can let two of them know right off the bat. One of them is –
They may
Chris
be
Winnie,
listening.
And
who
the,
knows?
And the other is Bob, and I bet they're both listening. And, yes, enormous
it's incredible.
Gratitude.
Incredible.
Yeah, it really
yeah,
is.
So just yeah. thank you. All right.
Thank you for
okay.
that, Brad.
Talk
thank
to you,
you
soon. Of course. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Brad. And, Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the
All
air.
Right.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, guys, this is Tom from San Jose.
Hey, Tom.
How's it going?
Well, as better than anybody would ever expect. How about you?
about the same. Doing pretty well, considering all the circumstances.
All right. Oh my gosh, as they say. So we're in the snow up here, which I don't think was predicted for today, but it's just coming down like crazy. So when I use the image of a perfect storm, this is what it is, isn't it? This is either ego's dream come true. With the economy, with climate change, with the virus, or it's all of us having the best opportunity we are ever going to have in a lifetime to realize that everything we've been clinging to isn't helping us a bit.
Yes, amen. You know, I was driving in and it took my breath away seeing the snow on the mountains. I'd never seen so much snow on Mount Hamilton. It was just breathtaking this morning in the midst of everything, you know, that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the content I wanted to look at was surprises, was the content that came
lovely.
To me. Because, you know, what a surprise it was to just drive in and all of a sudden, boom, there's the mountains looking so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But the surprises that ego tortures me with are the surprises where it's a person involved. Those are the things that ego really just twists the knife for me because, you know, guess what? I was thinking this thing, and I'm going to change my plans to do this thing. And it's like, well, I didn't want to change our plans to do this thing. Why all of a sudden is everything changing? And, you know, why couldn't you have told me this earlier? Why did you have to wait to tell me this? Why couldn't you have told me right away, you know? And just all these kinds of things is what ego besets me with. And it's like, doing the recording and listening for the focus, it just struck me, this is the beginning. And this is the reaction that comes from this beginning. And certain beginnings are acceptable and certain beginnings are unacceptable.
Yes. And I have this little theory that since you're working on this right now, you can play with if you choose to. And that is that what ego gets so upset about is that a surprise brings you to conscious awareness.
Yes.
You actually are here. I mean, you know, there is that moment of, huh? And you're here. And so the only way to keep you in ego's grip is to start through a, well, this shouldn't be. This is wrong. Why is this person doing this? What is to try to drag you into its reality, which has no validity, of how things are and how they should be. But what you're getting a chance to do, not only to be surprised and be here and be in conscious awareness, but to have ego revealed in a way that it really doesn't want to be revealed.
Yes. That will be a huge part of my focus for this session.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I would encourage the exercise that I mentioned earlier, you know, where you record the lies that ego is telling you that are an attempt to keep you in a place of misery, there in the sentence right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of
mm-hmm.
the lies that they, you know, the person should have told me sooner, they shouldn't change things, this is wrong, this is bad, why are people
uh-huh.
like that? You know, all of those lies that are designed to do nothing but keep you miserable.
Yes, yes, I'm going to mm-hmm. do that for my recording.
Good, very good. All right,
okay,
we'll keep it posted.
Thank you very much. Really glad
Thanks,
to be back with everyone.
Oh, so good. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Tom. And Jerry, that brings us to the end of our first show and our assignment
Woo!
For today. For the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about the focus you've chosen. As you go about your day, keep your focus in awareness. Notice and jot down what the voices say.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Yes, and
All right.
Tom gave us a litany.
Yeah, he did. He gave us a good start, launch pad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Ashwini. I'll echo that what Brad said. Just deep gratitude to, well, I think it's primarily you and Bob, for making all of this happen for us. It's just, it really is extraordinary, and the gratitude knows no bounds.
Yes, it's just the perfect way to come together. It really is.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Sherry, and thank
you,
everybody.
Everybody,
and talk to you tomorrow. Go happy.
All right. Go happy.